The brown girl.
Oh, Nadia, Secret of Blue Water.
Yeah, Nadia. So you're saying that Eva has no references to that. Like, there's... Like, every director has a style, and that style, you can say it's referential or whatever, but... Like, there's nothing in anime that doesn't build on something previous.
Huh. I guess I don't feel like it builds. I don't feel like there's any building going on. I feel like it's just surface-level wank.
Well, like, that's the
gust. Let me say this. Whenever I see Imaishi referencing himself, I don't think it's adding anything other than being like, hey, you remember this thing I did? Like, it's a nod to people who've watched his work. I don't think that it makes it any better. I don't think that it's elaborating on any themes. It's just surface level. Hey, remember this thing you liked? Yeah, me too.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think any reference can improve a work?
Can any reference improve a work? Not in this fashion. Not in like a purely visual fashion. Like, it can make it a little more fun. You know, it's entertainment. But thematically speaking, no.
I guess I just have to disagree on that.
Yeah, like, I think we're going to have to disagree.
Also, to the person who said Ikuhara sucks in the thread, fuck you. Ikuhara did Sailor Moon, and Sailor Moon is one of the best things ever done.
I have to finish Sailor Moon. I'm trying to go back and, like, watch many old Magical Girl anime. I'm in the middle of Cardcaptor Sakura, which is great.
Anything else you're watching that's Magical Girl?
Not really right now, unless you count Symphogear, which I love.
Would you count Symphogear as a Magical Girl anime? It's like more Mecha Musume.
Yeah. I mean, if we're gonna like acknowledge the validity of Mecha Musume as a genre, then that's what it is. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I guess so. I love Mahou Shoujo much as the next person, but I just think like Ikuhara, his directorial approach, I think, was really good for things like Sailor Moon when he was under Sato, basically.
Okay, well, I know that I'm in the minority on my opinion on Imaishi, but I think we're gonna have to agree to disagree on this one.
Yeah, agree to disagree.
Anything else?
Okay, I want you to reiterate your opinion on Madoka Magica Rebellion, on why you think it's
a masterpiece. I'll just lay this out right now. Rebellion is a fucking masterpiece movie. I think it advances the themes of Madoka Magica in every way and takes them to their logical conclusion. I think it's a really interesting...
So what themes do you think from the original Madoka Magica do you think it took to a logical conclusion?
So the point that... And not that this point hasn't been made before. I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, Madoka was the first...